Hey guys, welcome to the Playback Series.
I'm thrilled to be back on Jing Jing's show, 王牌驾到. And if you listen to our previous sessions, you know that we've made a pact to explore this language learning, cultural learning journey together. So let's dive right in.
事不宜迟，我们马上开始。回到了节目的现场，我们空中有英语说说看的节目主持人希任跟我们一起在空中呢，帮助大家进步大家的英文哈。那今天呢，我们讲到了八月份的主角就是狮子座，狮子座有很多的优点啊，非常自信，非常独立，然后也是行动派的。哎，但是它也有不少的缺点啊，这些缺点有哪些？英文要怎么讲呢？希任，
其实我觉得这些缺点跟他的优点是相关的
对对对，就另外一面，
自信太过于自信了
是
就有点自大了。
哎， so, 是
yeah, It's a fine line、就是英文里讲说是一个很细的一条线。 It's a fine line、So it is a fine line I think between being confident and being egotistical or egocentric
Egocentric.
Egocentric, 什么什么 centric, 就是围绕着什么转嘛。Centric 就是围着什么东西转。所以 egocentric 就是围着你自己对自己的自我感觉良好的这种感觉转。There's also, you know, people also say like, 如果他很骄傲就是很 prideful, 对吧，骄傲。
他算是贬义词吗？还是
Yeah, 因为是 prideful。但是如果 I have a feeling that you might be thinking of proud.
Proud, yeah.
Yeah. Being proud is usually a good thing. That's usually a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. But prideful, it's not.
对 ,prideful 就有点过了。
过就你说的那个 fine line 吧，过了那条线。
fine line, 对，就过了那条线。
你刚说到 fine line 的时候，我只有想到就是 wrinkle, 就脸上的细纹。
Oh my gosh.
是不是也是 fine line?
Yes.Yep.
Yeah, 所有的这个美容化妆品里边都会出现这个词儿、这个是就是眼睛旁边的细纹的、
对对对 Crow's feet 他们叫 Crow's feet 乌鸦的脚
哦、乌鸦的脚
Yeah, Crow's feet 因为像
乌鸦的脚
对中文好像叫鱼尾纹
这一定要是跟动物有关的嘛所以、你的意思是说中国的鱼尾纹在美国叫做乌鸦
脚。乌鸦脚。
Oh、
And then be careful because it's also crow. 发音是 crow, 很多人讲就是英文是第二语言的人。这个不单单只是讲国语的朋友们就是很多只要是母语不是英文的人、遇到 crow, C-R-O-W 这个单词有的时候他们会说 crow。
哦是是是。对
对
对。
这都是动物。Yeah, 还有 brow, eyebrow。所以他们看到这个Crow 跟 Brow 它只是一个辅音字母的区别
那狮子座还有哪些特点呢
Full of themselves
这是什么意思
还是一样的就是一样的 as in like 还是很自我 So they're full of themselves I hope I didn't offend anyone、
没事特点都是大家
特点 Yeah, actually, you know because they're very confident usually like they get a lot of wins in life 因为他们很自信尤其是在西方社会这个特点很吃香的所以他们才能够更加自我因为当你赢的时候就更容易自我了
那说说狮子座的运势吧虽说还剩下大概也就五个月的时间不过还是要来听听看
yeah, So 这个运势是剩下这一年的、So it's still going to be an action oriented year 所以还是非常充满了很多的、action
充满了行动力的一年、
就是、对对 And then So here 有一个 俚语吧他是说 Though there would be some hiccupsHiccups 是 H-I-C-C-U-P-S 就是比如说哈晶晶 If I all of a sudden 我在跟你说话的途中
打嗝
啊，对打嗝当你打嗝的时候 like, It's the same word has the hiccups
然后那个起鸡皮疙瘩怎么讲
Goosebumps Goosebumps 就是 goose 啊鸡皮疙瘩 Goosebumps 是鹅
东西方的这个动物形容不一样不过是形容的同样的一个东西
yeah,
鸡皮疙瘩、
exactly.
那是鹅皮疙瘩
鱼尾纹和乌鸦脚是
乌鸦脚 This is so cute 好然后呢我们就继续来看一下狮子座的运势
So 一个人打嗝的时候 that's just, you know, biology, 就是但是如果是这样形容的话 though there would be some hiccups, like 如果我说哦你事情怎么样了然后如果我的回答对事情怎么样了我说 oh, there were some hiccups, 就是不是说谁打嗝、就是因为 hiccups, 它是说 there were some issues,
I see.
然后就是有些小障碍，有些小问题
哦，
就是不是一帆风顺、
风顺，嗯，
对，如果是有 hiccups 的话，那么就不是一帆风顺，就是中间有一些障碍。Yeah, so and that's part of the forecast, 这是运势的一部分。然后呢，他是说 ，but the zeal of the native to prosper in life will help Leo overcome the hurdles. 所以呢，他是说。But the zeal of the native to prosper in life, 就是其实狮子座它是有对生活的一种繁荣的热情。
Mm-hmm.
And this is also very much a part of 这个自信和自我 right?、Mm-hmm. 是对这种繁荣的向往和热情会帮他们克服这些障碍。And then there's one more line that says, however, your expenditure could increase. So pay attention.就是说你要注意你的支出可能会高一些、所以要注意一些
我觉得狮子座的支出一向都没低过对因为他们都喜欢好的东西
哎，对对
反正我身边的狮子都是这样的 yeah OK 好祝福我们狮子座的朋友的一切顺利那我们休息一会儿呢、待会儿有一些美国的一些俚语有一些我们英文需要掌握的小技巧会在空中跟大家一起分享
As always, if you have any questions or comments, please let us know. We do have a dedicated Facebook group to address any concerns, questions, or confusion that you might have. We also share tips, including tips from our listeners like you. Everyone's journey is different, but if something has worked for you, then please do share it. You just might inspire someone else.To hear the full show and to catch more episodes, make sure you tune in to AM 1300. Let us know what you thought of today's session, and make sure you stay tuned for more.